Welcome back to another episode of Occupy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? No. Turns out love is, in fact, not all we need. And yes, the otherwise brilliant John Lennon was a damn liar, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Please say hello to Mr. James Heaney. Johnny Jim, if you could wear Joey Greer as a hat, would you tell anyone who asked about it?
If I wore Joey Greer as a hat, yes, and someone asked me about it, uh-huh, I would imagine it would be an emotional thing to talk about. I would probably break down and cry because if I'm wearing him as a hat, he is just, you know, a carcass of his old body, right?
No.
So I don't think I would tell them. I think I would be, I would say, you know what? I can't talk about this right now. Uh-huh. He is a dear friend and I keep him with me as a hat now.
All right. Well, in my version, just so you know, Joey gave consent and has the ability to form himself into a hat for you.
I would probably have a little card that said all of the things that needed to be said, because if I had to get wrapped up into the emotional story of him giving me his you know, body.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I do know. I think we all do. Please welcome back Jessica Lowe. Solo, you want to go tell everyone about your first experience witnessing a magic trick.
I think I was 4 or 5.
That's right.
I was wildly aroused and intrigued.
Great face from Chris Alvarado. Say hey to Cole Stratton, Motor City Man. What is your least favorite condiment and why?
Oh, that's tough. I don't handle spice very well. So anything that's like a spicy, like a hot sauce. I did say hot sauce. I don't do hot sauce.
Fair enough. Look the hell out. It's Chris Alvarado. Christoph Post-Waltz, what time of morning are you rising these days?
Between 6:45 a.m. and 7:15 a.m.
Could you be more specific?
My puppy's bladder starts to send signals at about that time.
Yeah. One of our cats pounces on, the younger one who's a brat teenager, pounces on the 12-year-old every morning when he would like breakfast. So it's the cries of the 12-year-old of cat speak, get the fuck off me, that alerts us, oh, it's 7:15, time to feed the cat. But I certainly digress. Hey, there's Caroline Cotter. Caroline, dancer, of all the dances from your youth, which do you feel you weren't horrible at?
I don't know if this counts as a dance, but the first thing I thought of is when I was like really young, I would pretend to be like a dog and chase my sister around.
Well, that's definitely a dance.
That counts.
I was very effective at scaring her, so I think that was the best.
That's such a dance. You need to give it a name. All right, let's get to the damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Scene number one is from Kylie in New Zealand, who wrote, Kaya Ora and hello. You're all awesome, blah, blah. You've heard this from me before. Cutting to the chase, I'm seeing world headlines that everyone wants our prime minister to lead their countries. You can't have her. But how about a scene that sees Jacinda Ardern? Ardern? Am I saying her name right? Ardern? Mm-hmm. A-R-D-E-R-N? Ardern? Ardern? seeing Jacinda kidnapped by the U.S. in a bid to change their leadership. Meanwhile, keep doing what you're doing. Love y'all. Kylie. Okay, we've got the Prime Minister approaching the podium here in just about 3 minutes.
I'm sorry. Just to clarify, I don't, please keep this between you and I. Where is she the Prime Minister of? I just don't out me on this.
I have to confess. I also don't know where she's.
Right. Okay. Well, it was in the email. It's from New Zealand.
Okay. Well, just share it with us because we're supposed to protect her, and I'd like to take her back.
Yeah. The email we got about her.
For the record, right now we're protecting every woman, and that's hard to do.
Protecting everyone.
So we'd like to take her back to us. U.S., I mean.
You want to take her back to the United States?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, but she's the Prime Minister of New Zealand, so.
Oh, that's it. Yes,
great.
Yes,
got
yes.
it. Uh-huh. Great. Copy got that. 10-4.
Copy
Roger.
That.
Roger.
10-4.
You guys are supposed to be just keeping an eye on Sector 4. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. I got it. Sector, it's fine over here.
It's good. Everything, let me see. Everything clear? Sector 4. Clear.
Clear.
Okay. All right. Well, she's due here in about a minute, so.
And just quick, and just like what's her, like what does she kind of look like, generally speaking?
I'll text both of you a photo.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
She's pretty. She's pretty.
She's the Prime Minister.
She's a pretty Prime Minister. I've never.
Reynolds, can we keep this professional for a fucking second?
I'm sorry. She's pretty, though.
Reynolds, come on. Come on.
Okay.
You know Stockholm Syndrome?
Am I aware of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Syndrome. What brings it to mind, Reynolds?
I don't know. I just think she's pretty. I'm going to kidnap her. Do you think there's a chance she'll get Stockholm Syndrome?
You're going to you're going to kidnap.
Are you not part of the? Wait a second.
No, Reynolds. I don't think he's a part of.
He's not part of this.
Of the operation. No.
Never mind. Never mind.
I'm your boss.
Oh, Sector 4 is pretty dangerous. Sector 4 is go blank for a while.
Yep.
Talk to you soon.
Yep. Thank you, Sector 4. Sector 2. Are you ready? She's due down your hallway in less than a minute.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. My buddy just went to use the restroom. We thought we had more time.
Your buddy?
Yeah, my buddy. My buddy who's assigned to this task with me. He went to use the restroom.
You're talking about Thompson.
Yeah, Thompson. Well, I want to make it clear first and foremost, he's my buddy first and my coworker second. Yeah. So my buddy Thompson.
Fair enough.
Oh, that feels good. Okay. Oh, is my channel on? My channel's on. Oh, God.
Thompson, your channel's
on. Yeah, Thompson, we hear you, dude.
So sorry, almost done. Okay, I'll be back. Sector 1, right? I'll be right
there. Sector 2.
Shit, Sector 2. Sector 2. Okay, which I get turned around. I was just following a little sign to where the bathroom was. Shit. I'll be there when I get there.
Okay. Yeah.
What's his deal?
He gets lost in bathrooms and he gets confused.
But why the rush to the bath? Did you give him hot sauce in his coffee? Did you do that again?
Yeah, it's a prank between buddies.
Come on.
It's a buddy prank.
Why? Why is it a buddy prank?
He's my friend. Do you have any friends?
Yeah, but I don't torture them.
It's not a torture. It's a prank. Pranks are different than torture.
He's in pain in the bathroom.
Yeah, but I think it's funny. So it's a prank.
Gotcha.
You understand?
I do now. That is kind of funny.
It is funny. All right, I'm ready to kidnap this woman.
I'm sorry?
I'm ready to kidnap Jacinda Ardrica.
The Prime Minister?
Yes.
You're going to kidnap her?
Jacinda, I believe that we're going to... Are you ready to go out and meet with the people?
Yeah, right. I am.
I just want to say that you have been taking such good care of our country. I am so happy and proud to be a New Zealander.
Yeah, it's like great. It's great. Racism is bad. Homophobia is bad.
Of course.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. Just have the tea delivery for a New Zealand Prime Minister.
Right.
Let me take first sips to make sure it's safe. Tastes good. Here you go.
Cheerio.
Thanks, Reese.
Top of the morning to ya.
Miss Arden, just right this way, Miss Arden. We have a podium set up for you. It's just your South African aide.
Yeah.
All right, good. This way, to the podium. We're set up for you.
Great. Good day. My name is Jacinda Ardern, and I'm the Prime Minister. Sorry, it's like I have some manuka honey in the back of my throat. I'm here. Does anyone smell that? I'm getting pretty sleepy.
Sector two. What does it smell in the air?
I think it might be from the bathroom.
From Thompson.
Thompson, you copy?
Yeah, it's going to be a while, guys. I'm so sorry.
See, this is why it's not funny.
I'm laughing.
The Prime Minister smells it.
Okay, well, maybe that's good. We can use it to our advantage.
How would we do that?
I don't know, okay? But I'll figure it out.
Now's the time. Go, 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 go.
Reynolds, Reynolds, Reynolds.
No, no, what? I can't, I've already started going.
Well, okay, just don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Oh, of course not, of course not. That was just theoretical. You're coming with me, Prime Minister.
Get over here.
Hey, that's my arm. That's my leg.
Come on. And into this van. Into this van.
No. No.
Go, go, go.
Sector 2, have you seen the Prime Minister, Sector 2?
Yeah, she ran by us. I wasn't sure if we were supposed to do anything. We saw Sector 4 run by us.
Sexy Sector 4, yep.
Yeah. Sorry, they're hot, right? You know about Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. I just want to, I don't know. Anyway, we saw him run by, didn't know what I should do because I'm by myself. Thompson's in the toilet.
Why is Thompson in the toilet?
All right, Jacinda. Now you're probably a little scared, but no need to be scared.
I'm not scared of anything.
Okay. My name is. What's my name, Reynolds?
Don't give your real name. Don't give.
Okay. My name is Lollipop. You can call me Lollipop.
So he's Reynolds.
No.
That's my secret name.
Secret name. And I'm Lollipop.
My secret name's Reynolds.
And we're here to tell you that you are safe, but you are now property of us, well, the U.S.
I don't believe in slavery.
But it's just that you're so good, and what we have back home is so bad, and we want you to be there.
Sorry, Reynolds, you have a piece of hair covering part of your eye. Can I brush that away?
Yes, please do.
My God, your eyes are so blue.
Oh, thank you. I just want to first and foremost say that Stockholm Syndrome is a real thing, okay? So you might be experiencing that, and I'm not going to take advantage of the situation because I want you to fall in love with the real me, okay? Because I think you're pretty.
If I said too lay much, you know what? Here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Should I turn down the radio?
No, it's good.
No, well, just change the channel.
Okay. Well, this isn't a channel, it's a mixtape.
Reynolds? Jacinda, I feel something is happening here. You two are both moving in slow motion for some reason.
Oh, us? Both of us?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, time seems like it's going so fast, though. It's weird.
You got an eyelash on your cheek. Let me brush it away.
Okay, I think they're falling out of my eyes. What is going on? What's happening?
You want a trichodecaphobia, whatever that's called? Are you pulling on your eyelashes? Feel what? Good?
I was really stressed out earlier. It doesn't feel good, but I feel like I can see a gap in eyelashes now. Oh, no.
All right, Reynolds, don't forget the mission. The mission is to bring her back to us, okay?
Okay. Lollipop, but I got a lot of problems going on with my eyeballs right now, okay?
It's okay. All right. We got to take you now. And we know it's against your will, but we'd appreciate it if you were a little more willing to come along. Things aren't going well for us back home.
It seems like you could use some help. So, I'm perfectly willing to go with you. Are you all right?
Are you all right?
It's just that Reynolds isn't the only one that has a heart that needs to be filled. And here I'm just standing by and I'm watching you two move in slow motion and I hear Snow Patrol going on and it just makes me feel like, will I ever find love? You know?
I mean, you might. Do you need a cuddle?
Not from you.
Oh. What? She's a pretty, Jesus I mean, Christ. I don't know for sure, but she looks like she's a good cuddler. It might help.
I think she's yours, Reynolds. For some reason, I'm getting this idea.
Cuddling, everybody can. I can cuddle with you.
Don't try to do that, shit. Reynolds. Look.
My eyebrows.
I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to see what's happening over at Sector 2. I'm going to Sector 2.
What?
I'm going to Sector 2.
Well, I mean, I heard what you said.
I'm still, waiting for Thompson to get back from the toilet. It's been a couple days.
Is this how long it normally takes?
I don't know. This is my first time doing a prank like this. I didn't realize you'd react this strongly to hot sauce.
My misunderstanding earlier when you said how much you love to prank him.
I still love to prank.
I assumed it had happened many times.
No, this is my first prank.
So you didn't know how much hot sauce to put in the coffee?
Yeah, put in 2 bottles.
That seems excessive.
He drank the whole damn thing, so.
Well, sure, because he thought it was coffee.
Yeah.
Hi, excuse me. Is this Sector 2?
Sector 2. We're not as sexy as Sector 4.
I know who you are. You're my boss.
Yes.
But you, we've never met. Obviously, sectors don't often cross.
Yeah.
I'm Agent Lollipop from Sector 4.
No way. My actual name is Lollipop.
What?
My real name is Lollipop, and my agent name is Johnson.
Wow, that's funny because my name is Todd, but my... Oh, shit. Oh, it's okay. We're being honest, right?
Yeah, so I mean...
Real name Todd, agent name Lollipop.
Okay, that's crazy.
Okay, that's fun. I'm having a good time with it.
My real name is Lollipop, dad.
What have I walked into? First of all, what Starbucks did you get that from? I'm going to write a complaint email.
Thompson, you're going to freak out. That was a prank. I put 2 bottles of hot sauce in your cup of coffee.
Why would you do that? I've been there for days. I've lost 7 pounds.
That's funny.
Then that is scene one. Oh, baby. Let's go ahead and welcome in Jingle Pants himself, Joey Greer, as we begin scene two. Hey, Joey.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Feeling good.
You got the COVID. You got the COVID-18. Is that right?
Uh huh. The one right before.
Yeah. But you're okay now.
I'm okay. It's actually pretty much what happened to Cole. I was just horrible shits from hot sauce. And
right.
I'm okay now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for joining. Scene two comes from Katie M., who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. You recently used my scene where a hamster-sized family runs a burger joint. Seems like about 6 months ago, but let's call it recently. It was so exciting to hear my suggestion used. I know the idea is stupid, but it tickled me so much I had to share it. I have a new suggestion. As a fellow human enduring the weird state of the world right now, I think we could all use a healthy distraction. So my suggestion is to take us away from reality and to set our weird and to the set of our weird aunt's favorite TV network, the QVC. Keep being amazing, KDM.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lovely piece. This is a wonderful piece. This is 100% Aquarius diamond crusted here. Now, if you notice, look at the cut right here. Now, look at that. Can we zoom in on this?
Camera four. Now, camera look four, at this. Close-up. Camera
look
four.
Look at the cut on this. Look how it
what? Holds. Sorry, what? Oh, yes. Zooming in.
Yeah, did you hear him call for a fucking close-up?
No.
All right, well, that's great. Are your ear pods working?
No, I didn't want to say anything. I was too embarrassed, but they've been broken.
That's great, because, you know, Bluetooth fucks up everything.
Can we zoom out on this for a second?
Camera two.
To give a bigger, just to give a macro look on this, what this looks, just look at this on my hand. Huh? Look at the way it falls on my hand. Look at that.
Those are not attractive hands, so pull back even further.
What?
Pull back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pulling back. Jesus Christ.
Now, can we get the camera to follow me outside? Now look how it looks when I'm walking outside, okay? Now, look how it looks when I'm walking outside, right? Now, you're not going
to
get this.
Camera two, you ready to steady cam outside?
I just picked it up and I'm walking with it, okay? All right.
And camera three, you're outside already, waiting for camera two and the host to come out? Camera three?
Yeah, I'm out here already.
I didn't know anybody's coming out.
Whoa, okay, shit. We crossed
camera
our cameras.
Four, what are you doing out there?
I don't know. You guys are sending differing messages all the time. I don't know what to zoom in as I'm out.
Honestly, I was just outside with my camera. I didn't even realize that we're going to be shooting out here.
Now watch me. Now watch me walk over here. And I'm just going to. Is this your car, sir?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Okay, get out of the car, sir. Get out of the car. Now watch me use this to get into the car. Hey, get out of the car, okay? Get out of the car. Okay,
get the fuck off of me.
Now watch how I drive with it. Now just look at the cut of this. Look at the cut of this.
Camera two, get in the car.
I'm getting in the car.
They're driving away. I can't keep up with them with my camera. I don't know.
You're in the parking lot. It's great. It's a great view of the car driving away. Thank you, camera.
Should we send out the QVC chopper?
Yes. Jim, Stacy, are you two ready to go in the QVC chopper?
I am Jim? Ready to go.
Okay. Stacey, great. What happened to Jim?
I'm not thrilled.
Okay. Jim, can we not?
I'm not thrilled.
Jim, can we not?
I don't know. Can we not?
I need you to stay focused, Jim and Stacey.
Hi, I'm calling up for that Aquarius diamond, the necklace bracelet watch that was there. You had that? Yeah, item sir, number 6466666.
Sir, what is your purchase number?
Well, I just wanted to inquire about that that Aquarius bracelet
necklace watch. Baby, buy me that bracelet watch. I need that bracelet watch. Oh, I need it.
Baby, you know I'm looking at it. I just wanted to inquire about it. I just want to see.
Don't inquire. Hit Bob. Purchase it.
All right. just walking to the bathroom for a second here.
Credit card number, sir? Credit card number?
Yeah. Look, I don't got a credit card, but I can fax you pictures of money. Would that work? 100% legitimate money.
Yeah.
Daddy, no, I made a poopy in the toilet.
Oh, goddamn
it. I made a big old poopy. It looks like little shards of bark. I don't know what I ate last night, but it didn't feel nice coming out of my poop hole.
My God, it does look like pieces of wood. This is nuts. And it is firm to the touch.
Hey, Papa, yep. did you order number 6466666? I told all the kids at school I was going to bring it in for show and tell tomorrow.
Yeah, of course I did, Roger. Yeah, look, now just everyone just stay outside the bathroom door for a second.
Excuse me. This is your neighbor. I came in from next door. Somebody went to town on the tree in my front yard. It's missing all its bark. And you know that's a heritage tree. It's been alive for over 400 years. So you're going to have to buy me a new tree.
Hey, Trace, look, not right now. I'm on the phone with QVC, all right?
Why are you in the toilet?
I'm on toilet for goddamn peace and quiet. Now, look, I got a fax machine in here, and I got loose cash laying around. I'm trying to make a goddamn purchase so my child can go to show and tell.
Loose
my wife
cats?
Can look. Look, no, cash, Trace. You wouldn't know anything about that, you broke some bitch.
All right, we are now following the unit. They're hopping onto the 5 North. I got to tell you, she is reaching speeds that we're not equipped to follow, frankly. She's dangerous. She's out of control. We're thinking of throwing a spike strip down.
Yeah, let's do that.
Spike strip? Okay.
Yeah.
We got to get camera 2 operated to...
I just have to say, camera 2 here, so the cord that attached my camera to, I think, the where the cameras go, it's detached.
Now,
so I think
are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm in the passenger seat right now.
Now, if you will just look how 90, 100, 120 miles an hour, it's still structurally sound. Now, this is quality.
We can't keep up.
All right. Come on back to base, too.
Okay, but she's in the car. I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you turn the car around?
I finish this sale, okay?
This is not recording. It's not attached to anything. Can you turn around? I feel unsafe.
Just one more. I just want to show. Just
oh,
look
God. Oh, God.
Just...
Okay. She just burst through a fucking barrier. There's water everywhere. People are bleeding and dying. She will not stop.
Now, just look how it looks right now over my exposed rib cage. Do you see that?
Oh.
Do you see that there?
Do I have to stay inside this parking lot? I feel like my shift is pretty much up. There's nothing to film out here. Can I?
Brandon, get into my office right now.
Yeah, what's up?
Jim, get the hell out of here. I said Brandon, didn't I?
Sorry.
What the hell do you think? Jim, get the fuck in here.
Yeah, what's
me?
Up?
Yeah. Jim, yes, you goddammit. Brandon, you stay. This is part of the goddamn problem. You two fucking assholes are always holding hands and just doing all those lollygagging instead of working, all right? Now, listen
Carver,
up.
We're buddy workers.
I don't give a shit. Okay, the buddy system, I disbanded the buddy system when I took over, didn't I?
Yeah,
I got
sure.
rid of the pool, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right, so that's done. We don't need the buddy system.
Okay, rather than a history lesson, is there a reason you called us into your office? I'm trying to run a damn network.
Well, I'm trying to run the network that you're running the network up here, okay? Now, sure. I have too many goddamn QVC reporters running outside the studio. The cords are getting snatched off, and I'm not getting the feed.
Too many?
Yeah,
too many?
Too many. I need them to stay in the goddamn studio, all right?
One camera operator lost her cable. One. And I hear from you?
I guess, I didn't... Putting in that kind of perspective, I guess I kind of overreacted. I'm
72 cameras, 17 stages. I lost one camera.
Yeah. You know, I'm having trouble at home.
Oh, man. What's going on?
All my dogs and cats, they've...
Right.
They've kind of... I don't know. What's the word?
Can I leave?
No, Jim, you got to stay. All my dogs and cats, they're they're creating a new language. And right. They've excluded me from it, and I can tell they're having a lot of fun. And...
Okay, this is us in the chopper. We are officially out of fuel, and we are going down. We are going down. This is a mayday, mayday.
Can you land anywhere near a gas station?
What? Do you think that's how this works?
What?
That sounds like something she would say.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Let's do this right now.
Let's do this right now.
All right, and now this mattress right here is so soft. You're not going to find anything softer than this. Now, Jim, why don't you get on the mattress here? Just lay down for a second.
Jim, lie in the mattress.
Jim, come on. Come over here. Not, this is one of our camera guys, Jim. This is Jim O'Donnell.
I don't usually go on camera. I get nervous.
Oh, Jim, come on here. Oh, he's sweating a lot. Jim, come on. Jim,
I don't want to be on camera. I now, get nervous.
This is
on
Jim O'Donohue. No, Jim, come over here for a second.
Oh, no, please don't use my name.
He is sweating. Jim, come here for a second. Now just lay on this bed. Okay. Feel how soft this bed is, huh? Ooh. Oh, you are wet.
That's soft. You're that wet. Is soft. Okay. Oh.
Hi there. Hi. I'm calling in about the mattress.
We got a caller on air. Yeah, go for it.
I went to school with Jim O'Donohue. He's a real piece of shit. Bye.
Okay, wasn't really calling about the mattress, but Jim, looks like you got fans out there, huh? Now tell me how soft this mattress is, huh?
It's really, really soft. It's, I feel like the problem is I can feel, the thing is so soft, I can feel the box spring underneath it.
Okay,
I can,
hey, Jim,
my butt is touching
Jim,
the wood box
Jim,
beneath it.
Jim, don't say that shit,
do you want
okay?
Do you want me to zoom in on how wet he's making the mattress with his sweat?
Yes, yes, okay. Please.
It's just, it's really soft, but my body is not able to, it's just like, I feel like I'm curling up inside of it.
Tommy, I'm going to kill Jim's mic. So stop talking to him and sell the fucking mattress.
Okay.
Yeah, so right now, look how soft this pillow is. Now, if I put it in Jim's mouth, all right, look at that. Look at that. Bite down. Bite down. There you go. Look at that. Now, this mattress right now retails. If you go to a store, it's probably going to cost you $2-3 million. But if you call QVC right now, we're going to sell this mattress for $120,000.
All right, Mattress King staff, gather around. I've been told that we need to lower our prices.
What? The
bullshit!
Oh.
Like, I know, I thought that this mattress was worth $1.23 million. We all agreed that, but we're getting priced out by QVC. No. They are coming way lower, like a tenth of the price.
Sir, if I may, we are getting faxes of cold, hard cash. I mean, the proof is right here on this black and white paper here. You can see that's real money, sir.
Yeah.
Wow, those 20s?
I've seen the faxes, and that's great, but the faxes are coming in. No one is picking up the mattresses, and I tried depositing the faxes at our bank, and they laughed me out of there, so...
Well, this might be a good time to go back to our core values as a network. Mm. First and foremost, I think we should all just say what QVC stands for, just as a reset, as a touchstone.
Wait, why do we want to say what QVC stands
why
for?
Why do we give a shit about that?
We got a spy. We got a spy.
Get him. Get his arms behind his back.
Put him on that fur mattress.
All right. I got a knife against his throat.
Jesus Christ, Claire. What the hell?
Everybody knows it's quality value, cats. I mean, why would you even kind of question was that?
I'm from Casper, okay? I'm from Casper. And we don't give a fuck if you guys sell beads or you sell fucking purses, but stay out of the mattress game.
Hey, man. All right. Well, if you're Casper, we're going to turn you into a fucking ghost right now, all right?
Boom! Into a
in
ghost.
Your face. Ghost.
Jesus, Claire, you cut him. Holy fuck. Oh my god, he's bleeding.
I thought I was supposed to slit his throat. There's so much blood.
Oh my god, the doors are locked. What the fuck
it's
is going
gushing.
On?
Oh my god. Don't get it on the money. Don't let him bleed on the money.
We can't do pictures of money.
Let's put his head on a stake and deliver it to Casper headquarters as a warning.
Now, look at this. Look at these socks, huh? Now, I'm going to slide one on my foot here, okay? Now, don't mind the dangles, okay? I got really sharp toenails. And then let's get the other one there. Now, look at these socks, okay? Now, these are 100%, 100%, what are they? What are they? 100% plastic. These are a plastic sock.
Should I zoom in on his toenails right. cutting through the sock?
Yeah, no, let's not do that. Funny. Oh. Funny, but let's not.
Sorry.
Now,
zoom in on the stupid face.
Now, okay. Right now, these are on sale right now. Normally, these would cost anywhere from several pounds of car, but we're gonna offer these right now for the low, super low price. So low you can touch the ground. The price for these socks are gonna range right now if you buy the bundle price for these socks. So low, you're gonna go. That's crazy low. There's no way they're.
I'm calling in. You gotta tell me the price because I can't deal with this anymore.
Uh huh.
How low is this price? I also have Shrekky feet.
Oh, ma'am. Oh, yes. Well, then these are the socks for you. These are 100% plastic. They do not conform to the foot. They do not bend. These socks are what you want, what you need. Okay. Right now, the price for these socks are so low, ma'am.
So help me, God. God, if you don't tell me the price for those goddamn plastic socks, I'm gonna kill you myself.
Now, we have to take a commercial break, but we will be right back. And I'm gonna say that price when we get back, okay? Ma'am, you gonna stay on the lane?
Mm-mm.
Are you gonna stay on the lane?
I'm booking a ticket to Philadelphia.
Mom, why are you packing all those guns into that duffel bag?
So, help me God, I wanted some plastic socks, son, and that man wouldn't tell me how much they cost. I'm gonna go up to Philadelphia.
You're overreacting, Mom.
I had it. The world is bad right now, and I need to cause some fucking ruckus. So you are just... I'm gonna put some goddamn cereal... and some milk in the fridge. They're both going to be in the fridge. You take care of yourself. You take care of your brother. I'm going to take care of some business.
Okay, well, hurry home, please.
No, I'm going to take my time. This is going to be fine.
Okay.
You're being a real bitch right now. Yeah, you're the boss. Oh.
Just say the price. Just say the price and she'll let us all go. Just say the price.
Say the
Once
price,
we
come
get
on.
Back from commercial, I'm
no,
a goddamn
just say
producer.
It now.
Say the price.
Why? And so then she knows no one else knows, huh? And she hoards all the plastic socks.
No,
that's
you're
not what QVC is about. That's not what we're about.
I'm going to count to 10. 1.
Wait till she gets to 2 and then say the price.
Well, I don't know what she's counting towards. I don't know what happens after 10.
It'd be great TV, Jim. Just wait till she gets to the number 2.
2?
She said 2.
3.
She just said 2. She just said 2.
Are you supposed to say?
She just said 2.
Wait, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say?
Say the price.
You're supposed to say the price. She said 2.
Yeah, but she already passed 2, so what do I do now? I'm not going to
say it.
I'm just
wait till she gets to 7.
Where's Mom?
Well, she went... I think she just said that I'm the boss now.
Yeah, right. You're not the fucking boss.
She did.
Ding,
ding.
I'll
am
get
the
door.
Boss.
I'll get the door. Get off
wait,
of me.
Wait, actually get the door because I'm the man of the house right now.
You're not the fucking man of the house. Get off of me. You motherfucker.
Hello? I'm the man of the house right now, so how can I help you?
Well, then you're under arrest.
Wait, Tyler.
So you're under arrest. I'm sorry.
I'm just the brother. I'm so scared. He's the man of the house.
We gotta get this kid. He's scared. We gotta get this kid out of here. Do you like mattresses, son? Do you like mattresses?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like.
Shut the hell up.
Well, please uncuff me.
Under his mattress, he has pictures of naked boobs and marijuana.
You have pictures of boobs and marijuana? Uncuff him. Uncuff him.
Yeah, I do. Oh, thank you.
You're under arrest again.
Thank you. Oh, wait. Why would you uncuff me?
Because that's another crime.
Cow boobs. The cow boobs.
Oh, we already did it.
That is scene 2.
How much were they?
Well, the plastic socks?
Yeah.
How much were they?
Well,
we never got back from
commercial.
We never got back.
It's the MacGuffin. It's a MacGuffin of the scene.
It is the MacGuffin, but if the audience listening, our wonderful listeners, would like to write into the podcast, your name here at AlchemyThis.com and tell us the price, the closest to the price will get a dream date with Joey Greer.
Mm-hmm. I know the price too, so we'll see.
Yeah. Scene 3 comes to us from Audrey, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. Could Bear Grylls take James Heaney on a survival trip through the wilderness?" Now, James, we made a promise, or I made a promise to all the alchemists, they would no longer have to portray themselves. So if you'd like to play Joey Greer in this, that'd be great. But however you'd like to do it, we want to send you on a mission. Are you familiar with Bear Grylls?
I am familiar with Bear Grylls, but I think the more appropriate thing would be somebody else playing James Heaney, because then we're not playing ourselves.
Wow.
I don't think anybody wants to. Does anybody want to?
You want to dodge?
I mean, I'll do it, but...
I'm out. No, if you want to tap out of the scene, James.
I don't think it would be right for me to do it. It might be offensive.
All right, then I'll do it.
It'd be sick.
I got to get into character really quick.
Okay. You're going to do it as Joey Greer?
No, I'm going to do it as me.
Oh, boy.
Going to honor the request. Either I'll do it as me or somebody else could do it as me.
Joey, you want to?
Sure, I'll be James.
Okay, thank God.
Joe, you don't need the redhead wig.
I need it, honestly.
What are you doing with
it? I can't help.
That looks good.
Thank you.
You look like Punkert.
Thank you. All right, load into the truck, you guys. We're going to take you to the drop-off point. Mr. Grylls, it's a real pleasure to meet you, sir.
It's my pleasure. I really like taking people out to the wilderness and seeing if they know how to survive.
Who's your celebrity guest this week, Mr. Grylls?
We've got a podcast celebrity named James Heaney.
Is that a joke?
He's known as one of the bravest men around.
Oh, that's exciting. But it sounded like you said podcast celebrity. That's pretty cool.
Bear, really quick, yeah. Bear. You're trying the American accent? Today? You're not going to go with your normal British accent?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
Okay, gentlemen, we are approaching.
I know.
We are approaching the drop-off point here. Now,
I'm sorry. I was supposed to meet with Bear Grylls. I haven't met with Bear Grylls yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you're here. He's here.
Okay.
So we are going to drop you off here. Now, right. I need to take any phones away from you, any food, and that includes mints, gum.
Okay.
And James, can you take your shirt off for us, please?
Huh? What?
We need that shirt.
Okay, yeah, fine, shirt. Here you go.
Okay, thank you. Great, okay.
Hey, no one else taking off the shirt?
No, just you and Bear. You and Bear are going to be. You're going to be going through this alone.
Okay.
Couple words of advice. Bear is a loner, frankly. But he will not let you die if you don't let you die.
Good.
Okay. Great. And hey, I love your podcast. You're such a podcast celebrity.
Oh, thank you. Just make sure to like and subscribe. And if you could also just make a review. Make a review. Write a review.
Okay.
Write a review. And then if the review is good, then I'll read it on air. Thank you.
Okay. Bear, you ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock. Is this James Heaney right here?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, where are we going today? What is the wilderness that we're heading today?
The wilderness is the wilderness. Sorry, I just heard your accent. I can't help but do it.
Oh, you're not doing the accent. You're not doing an accent. I'm clearly from Britain. Right? So when I say wilderness, James Heaney, what does it mean to you?
Wilderness James Heaney makes me think of wild James Heaney. I would be somewhere off, maybe in the forest or jungles. I'd have clothes made out of sticks and twigs.
Have you ever had to survive off the wilderness, James Heaney? Are you okay? Do you need to...
Okay, this is where we're going to leave you. We're leaving you now. You have no medical help, no other help, and bye. Have a good episode or show or whatever you're doing.
And that's how they always leave.
It's okay. We've got at least 6 hours before nightfall. That's a Tiberian wolf that we hear in the background. Are you afraid of that, James Heaney?
Yes. I'm so scared. Bear, please let me let me hide inside your shirt. Why am I the only one shirtless?
Well, the thing is that your body is what really everybody wants to see. So you're kind of a guest that's bringing a little flair to the show.
Hello, hello. Hey, you two. I got a pizza here for a James Heaney.
What the? James, did you order a pizza?
Yeah, I was going to get hungry.
I got a pepperoni pie for James Heaney. Is that you? Either of you?
Me?
I'm not James Heaney. I'm Bear Grylls. You don't recognize me or my accent.
I'm James Heaney.
Oh,
Rick, are you sure you want to take this pizza out there? It's totally out of the delivery zone.
That's cool, man.
Hey, it's literally, look where the dot is. Look where you're supposed to drop this. You're going to have to chop her in. You're not going to make enough tips.
I had this an adventure. I'm super excited for this.
All right, man. I just hope it doesn't get cold. It's going to take you several hours to get over there.
You got the Domino's chopper ready?
You bet.
Sweet.
I'll fire it up for you.
All right. Hey, you the pilot of the Domino's chopper?
Yeah.
You're taking me to see this James Heaney guy. He's out there in the wilderness somewhere.
Oh, damn. That's sick as nut.
Yeah, we're going to have to deliver this in under 30 minutes, though. You're down?
Yeah, I love to deliver. Usually I only use a chopper to do local neighborhood deliveries, but I'm down for a challenge.
Okay, cool. Did you get the coordinates or whatever they're called?
No, just tell me where. Kind of point me. I like having a co-pilot kind of tell me where to go.
So okay, cool. Up over there, up to the right there.
Okay.
How long you been piloting for Domino's?
Like 2 years.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest place you've been to before this?
My mom's house.
You want to hit?
Yeah, let me take that. Fuck! Damn! Holy shit!
That's some strong
weed. What the hell was that? I thought that was a cigarette.
No, it's garbage packed.
I never have smoked drugs before. I can't fly for Domino's and smoke weed, dude.
Rebecca?
What?
We did a poo and pee test. We mixed them together. We found some bark in your shit.
Okay, I was eating a tree.
Well, here at Domino's, we don't like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's something wrong with that because you're flying a plane.
I thought my understanding was, Mr. Reynolds, is that I just
Reynolds.
Couldn't. My understanding, Mr. Reynolds, is that I just couldn't do any kind of drugs. I don't drink. I only smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day, but otherwise I do absolutely nothing.
Rebecca, we deliver pizza. That's kind of the perks of the job, okay? We do get high. All right?
We'll smoke a little bud.
All right, we're chill. We're Domino's, all right?
Wait, you said it said no drugs. I said I got poo and pee tested when I signed on for this. I assume that meant no drugs.
No, that's an LOL. We don't. Come on, are you serious? We can't have you eating bark, though. Okay, you're supposed to be eating pizza. You represent us.
Bean pizza.
Yes.
What the fuck?
It's.
All right, wolves, gather around. Bear Grylls has brought us another feast. Now, don't be starstruck. It's a podcast celebrity.
Bear, do you hear that?
As long as he's not a redhead.
Those are wolves in the background. I just told you about it earlier.
Tiberian wolves. Maybe we should go inside or something.
We've got to make an inside. Have you not seen the show before? Have you not seen the show before? The show Bear Grylls. Have you not seen it?
Who did you wink to?
We have to make
What? There
he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes around the corner. Devour him quickly, or he'll tell you about stamps.com. You got this. You got this, folks.
I think one of them made in his pants.
We are gathered here today to lay to rest Bear Grylls, right? But more importantly, at least for this side of the church, James Heaney.
No!
No!
I missed you, Red!
Now, I know this is a tough thing to do, but we got to do it.
And look, I want to speak on behalf of all six of his fans. He was important to us, okay? He was the biggest podcast celebrity we could ever interact with, frankly. He responded to our messages. We miss him.
Like and subscribe!
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
I'd like to say that on behalf of everyone at Discord, we're going to miss James so much. He really kept our service going. He pushed it to friends. So, James, I'm going to throw some Bitcoin in the air for you.
Bear.
Thanks, James.
Bear, they're taking the bait. They think we passed. Is this part of the adventure or something?
James Heaney, you've got to really be continuing to be dead or they're going to find out.
Wait, I'm sorry. I want to say something. I see the corpses standing up and having a conversation.
I see that too. I see that too.
No, you're just, that's called grieving. You're just grieving.
Oh, shit, not again.
Now, there's some bean pizza in the back if anybody wants some. All right. One slice per person, please. Okay.
Bean pizza?
Yeah.
The sauce or the crust is made of beans or both?
Oh,
that was a question.
I think it's a bean filling in the crust.
Okay.
So it just, there's like a tube of beans.
I'd like to say something.
The Prime Minister of Australia. New Zealand, shit.
Kia ora, Jacinda Ardern. I just want to say I never heard of James Heaney. I never watched his Twitch or his Discord or anything on YouTube. But I just want to say I loved his red mustache and I fell in love with him. He Stockholmed me from afar and I just want to say it's a major loss for the Discord community and New Zealand, really, to have lost him. I would have loved to be his partner.
But you weren't. I was. Agent Lollipop here. Nobody ever knew James's real name. He went by Reynolds. He only told those who he actually loved his real name. And,
Did you guys ever kiss?
Are you ever talking to Jacinda?
Yeah, I want to know if you and Jacinda ever kissed and if you and Reynolds ever kissed.
Show us how you kiss Reynolds using your hand.
Okay. All right, Jacinda and I kissed a couple times while she and James were early in their relationship. But that was just because I wanted to make sure that James was going to get himself into a relationship with a good kisser.
Show us how you kiss James using your hand.
Well, I'll just use James's corpse here to demonstrate.
So, be cool, James. Don't let them know that you're alive.
No, I know.
Oh, God. Wait, help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Are you seeing this?
They said they were dead. They said it's grief. That's just grief.
I'm sorry. Did I miss the whole thing? My coffee was terrible this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of over.
Okay, well, I guess that'll conclude the ceremony. to everyone, thank you for speaking up. Appreciate that. I didn't expect that. Didn't expect so many people to have an impromptu.
Pastor Mike, thanks for coming in to see us today. We had a couple of complaints from a funeral that you gave the other day. We just had a couple of questions for you then.
Okay, if I can just say this before, I did not know.
Right.
That they were filled with cats. Dead. Oh.
So they were, yeah. We got
this is another
they
weren't. Okay, I'm thinking of another.
They weren't actually dead. It was that bear fella and the James Haney. That they were not dead. There's the reports we're getting and you held a funeral.
Okay, well that can't be on me. You can't blame me. I'm not the coroner, you know, I don't pronounce them dead or not. I just kind of pop in, do my thing, pop out, you know, so.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing we got the complaints about, the whole popping in and doing your thing.
I guess I could have corralled it a little better. I guess I could have tampered down people speaking up, but, you know, people
were. I'm not sure corralled is the excuse we're looking for here. Okay. And also in your ceremony, it was reported that you referred to their funeral as a thingy.
I might have.
Is that possible?
I might have. I had a lot on my mind.
Right.
You know? Father, if I may, and you just didn't look professional, if I may. You, first of all, these plastic socks are not very becoming and not very of the tone of a funeral.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And some of the complaints said you were smirking during the ceremony. Is that possible? You're smirking?
Maybe. Yeah, I might have.
Right, like it was a fun thing for you to do.
Right.
Right. Have you been to Bakersfield before, Father?
Bakersfield, California.
Have you been to Bakersfield?
Bakersfield. Yeah. Yes, I have.
We'd like to relocate you to a great parish in Bakersfield.
This is how you're doing it?
Yep. We're letting you know now because... Great. It's just too many complaints.
Cool.
That you don't seem to be taking it seriously.
Yeah, no, that's chill. Fun.
There's some great outlet stores there.
Great. Yeah, let me get some Reebok and some Nike. Great. Can't wait. Can't wait to see what Tommy Hilfiger has on the rack. Cool.
Now, this is the attitude, then, that we'd like to see in front of the parish.
This is what you want to see in front of the parish? Yeah, you got it.
This sort of aggressive thing.
Nah, but, done.
Welcome to Bakersfield, Father. We're really excited to have you.
Do you have a place where I can put these bags? I just got all these...
Just throw them anywhere. That's the thing about Bakersfield. That's our motto. Just throw it anywhere. Bakersfield, California. Right. Our parish is mostly people that accidentally didn't stay on the five. So they're confused and they're not sure why they're here.
Great.
So do your best to just make them feel at home, okay?
You got it. Well, do you not have AC in here?
No, we don't. We can't afford that in Bakersfield. Okay. We don't have needles money. What are you talking about? All right?
All right. Great.
So go ahead, and we're going to let the congregation in, and just do your best. Just really rile them up and make them also feel comfortable where they are right now. We'll move you to funerals later, but let's just see how you do with the word and stuff, okay?
Hey, Jim, is this the new mayor?
It sure is. That's all. You're the new father. He's our new parish father, but he's also the mayor. That's
the
thing.
I'm the mayor?
You got to wear many hats.
What the fuck? I didn't even know I was running. What the hell? I didn't even put myself on the ballot.
No, Bakersfield, where everyone knew as mayor. That's also our saying. So
what the fuck?
You are also the mayor. So you've got a lot to really adjust to here, but we think you're going to do a smack.
Hey, Jim, did we just get a new high school quarterback?
Sure did. Big games on Friday, okay? So here's the playbook. You got to learn those pretty quick.
This
okay?
is huge. What, this playbook is bigger than the Bible. What the hell?
Well, there's a lot of plays. We only run about 15 of them, all right?
But well, then just give me the 15 plays.
Hey, sorry. I was just waiting for a little. I would love a grande iced coffee. Cold right, brew, actually, if you have it unsweetened.
Who are you
we
talking
do.
To?
Father,
you.
Go what? Ahead and get on that. You'll find everything you need right here.
All right, guys, listen up, okay? We got 4 yards to go into that first down, okay? If we get that, we have a chance to score. Now, we need to do that, okay? Tyler, look at me.
No, Father. It's weird. You're weird.
Oh, I'm weird? You know what's
I
weird?
Agree.
Losing the fucking homecoming game, all right? Now, let's do this.
I don't know. Fuck. You might be weirder than losing.
Father, that's some pretty salty language.
Oh, is it salty?
Yeah.
Well, how about you suck on these saltines, huh?
Jesus Christ.
Ew, I saw Father's balls.
Oh, no, they weren't my balls. It was...
You refer to your balls as saltines?
No, there are crackers in my pants. I just pulled out some crackers, okay? There's just
but
a
they
cracker.
Look like they're round.
Delay of game, Bakersfield Bears.
Oh, what the? Oh, what the?
That's our show for today. Bears and balls on saltines. Thank all the alchemists in no particular order. Let's start with James Heaney. Jimmy Jack James, thank you so much for being here, buddy.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I literally fell out of my chair laughing. I sit on a very tall stool. I didn't. You know what's funny is I know who Bear Grylls is, and I just kind of in my own mind knew exactly what he sounded like. I never imagined he wasn't American. I guess it's
okay. So you knew he, for the record, you knew who he is.
Yeah.
And you're a fan, it sounds like. And you had a voice for him in your mind, but it wasn't British.
It was not British. It was some. It was the. I guess I gotta check it out because now I'm interested in. Knowing
you
what
should
he
check it
like.
Out. You should definitely check it out. You know, before you do it again.
I like that he was like high tea British though.
Yeah.
Yes, follow me this way.
Is he British? Where is he from?
He's from England.
England.
He's literally from Chamomile.
Really?
Mm.
I believe that.
He talks sort of like this.
Yeah. Let's think. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that is that, James, is Bear Grylls. Caroline Cotter, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
Is there a place or a thing you'd like to promote to the folks listening?
Sure. I think it's good to, you know, I've been donate where you want, but ACLU is great, Black Lives Matter, and any sort of the national bailout funds are great.
Thank you so much for that. Cole Stratton.
Hello. Thanks for having me again. It's always fun.
Great to have you in the pack.
Yeah. And not really much to promote right now other than try to help out in your communities as much as you can. Keep it positive. Help out.
Loving that. Chris Alvarado.
Thank you very much for having me. Fun stuff in a weird time. And yeah, just echoing everyone else's sentiment. We've been donating here. It's the least we could do, obviously, and we're just trying to learn and learn and learn.
Thank you for that. Jessica Lowe.
Hey, I just want to encourage everyone to register to vote and get out there in November. It is crucial.
Now more than ever. Joey Greer.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. Vote and definitely look to different the ACLU and the different organizations you can fund to help and be active in your local communities. The thing you're most affected by is your local government. So know who all city commissioners and all that. Just educate yourself. Please, Black Lives Matter.
Thanks, everybody. Let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Please write to the podcast your name here at Alchemy This Tech. Let's take that again. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, and please write to the podcast. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. We'd love to hear from you. Keep in touch. We love your involvement in the show. But that's it for this one. Until next time,
Alchemy This.